Welcome to Bible Made Easy podcast. I'm Brother George. Thanks for joining me. On Easter Sunday, we remember the resurrection of Jesus, the day he defied a brutal death to rise victoriously from the grave and give us the power to do the same. Let's look at the resurrection and the significance it has for us today. There's abundant scriptural and historical evidence supporting Jesus' resurrection. However, secular historians differ in their conclusions regarding the evidence. But one thing they do not dispute is that Jesus' disciples claimed with certainty that he had risen from the dead and that they had either personally met him or had seen him. And the most powerful proof of their claims is the fact that every single one of the disciples, besides the traitor Judas, dedicated the remainder of their lives to fervently preach the resurrection and lost their lives as martyrs for this cause. I came across a fascinating take on this fact by the late Chuck Colson, the former political advisor to US President Richard Nixon. Colson and his fellow advisors had served jail time for their role in organizing a break-in and covert surveillance of the opposing Democratic Party's headquarters and their subsequent failed cover-up. This was known as the Watergate scandal. Colson later became a very active Christian. Here's what he said regarding their cracking under investigative pressure and how it relates to the resurrection. With all that at stake, you'd expect us to be capable of maintaining a lie to protect the president. But we couldn't do it. The first to crack was John Dean. After that, everyone started scrambling to protect himself. The great Watergate cover-up lasted only 3 weeks. Some of the most powerful politicians in the world, and we couldn't keep a lie for more than 3 weeks. So, to the question of historicity of Christ's resurrection, can anyone believe that for 50 years Jesus' disciples were willing to be ostracized, beaten, persecuted, and all but one of them suffer a martyr's death without ever renouncing their conviction that they had seen Jesus bodily resurrected? Does anyone really think the disciples could have maintained a lie all that time under that kind of pressure? No. Someone would have cracked, just as we did so easily in Watergate. So why didn't they crack? Because they had come face to face with the living God. They could not deny what they had seen. In the days between Christ's arrest and his resurrection, the disciples were in hiding. They had all abandoned him and fled in fear at his arrest. After all he had done for them, they had utterly failed to show him loyalty in his most desperate hour of need. And the one whom they believed to be the Messiah was now dead. Everything they had forsaken, everything to dedicate themselves to in the last 3 years, had seemingly gurgled down the drain. They were a desperately discouraged and defeated group. But the resurrection changed all that. It was as if they had grown wings. They found forgiveness and renewed strength. In spite of their abandoning him in his hour of need, Jesus showed he still had faith in them, entrusting them with the monumental task of bearing his message to the four corners of the globe. And boy, did they deliver. Emboldened by the power of the Holy Spirit, this motley crew of cowering failures exploded into all the world, preaching and teaching in his name in the face of fierce opposition. They suffered beatings, stonings, imprisonment, and eventual death as they did so. But that didn't stop them. The resurrection had put a validating stamp on everything Jesus claimed about himself, including his promise that he would rise from the dead, and the disciples were willing to stop at nothing to spread the good news. The rebirth the early disciples experienced can be a reality for you too. Have you hit rock bottom as well? Have all your hopes and dreams seemingly gone up in smoke? You can have a personal resurrection. In John 11:25, Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." You might feel spiritually, mentally, and psychologically dead, but you can be reborn and catapulted into a life of purpose and blessing to others, just like the early disciples. And when the day comes that you're physically dead, eternal life with Jesus in heaven will await you. So, if you don't know Jesus yet, receive him as your Savior right now by praying this simple prayer. Pray along with me. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of the living God who was raised from the dead. Please come into my heart and forgive my sins. Empower me by the Holy Spirit to be a witness to and a blessing to others. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thanks for joining me. Please be sure to subscribe and share. See you next time. Bye.